For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. An ex-aerospace worker came forward and admitted that the chemtrail devices that are being installed on airplanes are actually being installed, and the fact that he was one of the installers. And he goes on to share details about what they installed. He said they gutted the plane, mounted the tanks, installed the cables and lines and spraying devices. He says he was a civilian worker supervised by the military. When they were finished, they were told that this was a test conducted by the German Aeronautics and Space Administration, meaning that the plane with spraying devices goes ahead while a second plane with measuring devices flies behind and conducts measurements. He said when they were finished with the installation, guys from the military came over and instructed them to wear full body protective clothing and breathing masks because they were now going to fill the tanks, and that the substances like aluminum sulfides or barium oxides would contain highly toxic nanoparticle-sized polymers. This is Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
On a previous Dark Matter News report, we'd reported about a Jeep that hackers were able to take over. Now Tesla Motors appears to be a victim of such attacks as well. On Thursday, it has sent a software patch to address security flaws in the Tesla Model S sedan that could allow hackers to take control of the vehicle. Cybersecurity researchers said they had taken control of a Model S and turned it off at a low speed, one of six significant flaws they found that could allow hackers to take control of the vehicle. A breakthrough in space warp-based propulsion appears to have been made by a physicist in Omaha using a do-it-yourself-made apparatus built in his garage. University of Nebraska at Omaha professor David Prayers has built and apparently demonstrated a device that appears to compress the very fabric of space-time, of which is considered the holy grail of sci-fi, faster-than-light propulsion methods, such as Star Trek's warp drive. Using observations made by pilot Bruce Gernon's encounter with an unexplained meteorological phenomenon in the Bermuda Triangle in 1970, Pear set out to replicate the conditions of the odd storm, including an apparent propulsive effect on the aircraft, albeit a smaller scale that could be replicated in a laboratory. The device has been able to generate movement in a 3.5-pound weight and can apparently cause movement in other non-magnetic objects. Despite his apparent success with the device, Pears isn't optimistic about the scientific community taking notice of his work. He said if NASA did what we did and had the measurements we have today, they'd be parading them around and getting the Nobel Prize in Physics. In the densely populated areas of New York City, one would never expect to find a tranquil, albeit creepy, sanctuary with a population of zero. Once populated, complete with a hospital, tennis courts, utilities, every modern comfort, this area is now completely abandoned. How could there be anything, especially an island, that is completely abandoned in New York City? The island is called North Brother Island and is located between Queens and the Bronx. One Reddit user came across the island in 2012 while kayaking with a friend from Connecticut to New York. The pictures he took of the abandoned island near New York City are absolutely amazing. The island was developed in 1885. It was originally used to build a hospital to quarantine and treat people suffering from smallpox and typhoid fever. In the 1950s, it was turned into a rehabilitation center for patients who were addicted to drugs such as heroin. The entire island has been abandoned since 1963. After the city closed down the hospitals, they tried to sell the island to private investors in the 70s, but the cost of construction, transportation to the island, installing a sewage system, and the noise from LaGuardia Airport discouraged anyone from buying it. In the 80s, they tried to build a prison on the island, but scrapped the plan because it was cheaper to build in upstate New York. Would you be willing to wander this abandoned island? You can do it safely by viewing the many images at darkmatternews.com.